The University of Illinois was a pioneer in campus accessibility. It remains one of the most accessible schools in the world. But some issues continue to create barriers for disabled students. For IPM Student Newsroom, Lelia Nazarva reports.
Alex Bibbs is a senior and a wheelchair user at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. For the past 3 years, they've been working hard towards their disability studies minor. But with one required class left, they said they had to drop the minor one semester before graduation.
We are in room 138 of the Henry Administration Building, where my HK 480 class occurred. This is where my minor of disability studies career ended. And right on cue.
The reason they dropped a class? An inaccessible bathroom. The women's bathroom right next to their class had accessible signage, but Bibbs wasn't able to use it because their wheelchair got stuck at the door, which has a tall marble threshold. Once they made it over with the help of two classmates, they realized the stall was too narrow for them to get in. We went there together to see. Bibbs showed me how the door doesn't automatically open.
Now I'm using both of my feet to push the door open.
I held the door as they wheeled in and tried to enter the stall.
Still stuck. Each wheel is just kind of hitting the stall. It's so narrow. It's not up to the ADA measurements.
The old gender bathroom nearby has a wider stall, but also has a marble threshold and a door with a lever handle that requires the ability to push it open. Looking for help, Bibbs said they reached out to their professor but didn't get any support.
The head professor said that no one had brought up about the inaccessible bathroom before. They said it was not possible to find another building. It made me feel like I was an inaccessibility.
That professor declined to comment for the story. But Stephen Breitweiser, a spokesperson for U of I Facilities and Services, responded to questions via email. He said the bathroom Bibbs couldn't get into does not, in fact, meet ADA standards and was, quote, mistakenly labeled as accessible. He said service requests have been initiated to fix that. He didn't give a timeline for the changes. The Federal Americans with Disabilities Act requires all accessible bathrooms in commercial facilities and public areas to comply with ADA standards. The bathroom should be wide enough for a wheelchair to easily roll in, the door should not be heavy, and the toilet and sink should be within reach. Robin Deterding is the former associate director of U of I Campus Recreation and an expert in universal design and accessibility. She says that even bathrooms that meet ADA standards are not fully accessible to all disabled people.
Part of the thing with ADA is it's the bare minimum. You go in a place that says it's ADA compliant, and you have to think about, we're providing you with this space, but can you physically use it with dignity and with respect?
Many accessible bathrooms, she says, have issues with locks or have gaps. Deterding says the key to solving inaccessibility issues is universal design that includes the needs of everyone. She uses the term curb cut effect to explain.
Curb cut effect means I started with one idea, but it expanded to be able to assist so many others. We were making a family changing area, not realizing that our students who were LGBTQ+, that was a place for them.
She says an example of the most universally designed building on campus is the Chez Veterans Center. I went there with Bibbs to see the difference in accessibility.
Very smooth transition from the tile into the stall. There's enough space for the wheelchair to go inside. It's wide, and I'm very stoked right now.
This whole experience has inspired Bibbs to fight for the rights of disabled students. They organized a march on campus in late October.
Not just for some, access for all.
Not just for some!
And they've been seeking support for a petition.
Access for all, not just for some. Help your fellow disabled student. Make our campus more accessible. Do you guys
want to
make
They want the U of I to improve infrastructure accessibility and create a norm of care and allyship on campus, as well as improve communication between the university and students with disabilities.
I'm not asking for them to rebuild a whole part or half of a part of a building, but I am asking for a reasonable accessibility. So if that means that a ramp needs more concrete in it there needs to be signage stating that. I love this university so much that I want to make sure that it lives up to its name and more. That means going beyond just showing the good parts. So that means doing everything that I'm doing right now.
BIPs hopes their efforts bring about change, if not for themselves, then for future students. For IBM News, I'm Lady Nazarva.